It's a special time. And this entire month, we have been celebrating the whole concept of hope. And we have lit our candles every Sunday, four Sundays previous. And this year, different than other years, every one of them was hope. Because we felt this year it was all about hope. And we heard hope stories, did we not? Incredible stories. And our scripture and our prayer this month was taken from Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 13. You probably know it by heart by now, but this is our prayer. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, overflow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's been our journey this month, actually this year. I think you would agree that hope has become our anchor, and we have been able to experience it. And that means in the difficult times and in some great victories we've had and everything in between, hope has been our anchor. Well, tonight we have one candle left to light, and it is the center candle, the Christ candle. And we've asked Emmy to come tonight and light this candle for us. This was Emmy's year when she came forward. I still remember it was in the first service months ago. And she came forward, and Connie and I were here in the front. And she said, I want to become a follower of Jesus. And she prayed the most beautiful prayer. And then it wasn't that long ago, Emmy, you were water baptized here before the congregation. So how appropriate would be tonight that Emmy would come and light the most important candle of all. It is, all the other candles come out of this candle of hope. So Emmy, would you come please? And she's going to read some scripture for us. She's a little nervous, but I told her she was in a safe place tonight. Would you put your hands together and just greet her as she comes? Amen.
As we light this Christ candle, celebrating the end of Advent and the arrival of Christ in Christmas, let us remember how our Savior came once as a lowly baby, that the world through him may be saved, and how he will return one day in glory. In Luke 2, verses 8 through 11, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy of all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." In John 3, verses 16 through 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but will have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." In John 8, verse 12, "And Jesus spoke again to the people, and he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'"
Praise God. Awesome. Amen? Amen? I'll take that. Go ahead. Would you stand with me, please, as we pray together? Father, we light this candle, and it is the light that came into the world, and it reflects off each and every one of us, and that's what tonight is about, and we celebrate this great light that came in the midst of the darkness. For great was the darkness, but that light overcame it. And we celebrate tonight. That's what this is about. Emmanuel, God with us. The light that illuminated the world and our hearts. And Emmy, this year was her year to give her life to you. And we celebrate that with her. And now that light burns in her as well. Thank you for this evening. We celebrate together in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.